Cambridge of the Wellington Napoleon Tigers, and the Tigers last week got that nice big win in the first round of the playoffs, but tonight they come up short. They take on Adrian, and Adrian comes away with a 46-12 win. And Coach Bainbridge, thanks a lot for calling in. I think you knew this was going to be a tough game. Adrian, one of the ranked teams in the state, and I guess they're the real deal, aren't they?
Oh, they're really good. Yeah, we actually came out and were able to put a score on them. We stopped them on defense. And then drove down and scored, went up 6-0. Then they came back and scored. We're up 7-6 and kind of went back and forth. At one point, it was a one-score game, about 12-20. And then, you know, we're just hanging right there with them. I thought our defense was playing awesome. Our offense was doing what we wanted to do. And then we had 5 turnovers, and it got way out of hand.
Yeah.
Which happens when you have 5 turnovers. But, as always, I mean, our kids played hard. It's just, you know, man, mistakes like that against a team of that caliber. They just had way too many offensive possessions, more than we did later in the game with all them turnovers, and it was just too much to handle.
Well, it sounds like to me that maybe you guys moved the ball pretty well tonight.
Yeah, we did. We did. Early in the game, Connor Weedman had a nice about a 40 or 50-yard run to set up a score for us, and, you know, we were able to move the ball on the ground pretty good, and especially during the first half. I mean, we even in the air, we had some good plays that set up a score to Kate Bolton later in the game or later in the first half. It just that turnovers just got us.
Just
you know,
can't.
We had three fumbles and 2 interceptions, and one of them was for a touchdown, and we just couldn't overcome it.
Yeah, just against a good team like that, you can't do that. But, Coach, you mentioned several names already. Anybody else that played well that you'd like to talk about for the Wellington Napoleon Tigers?
Yeah, I thought defensively, like I said, our defense played really good for the most part until they were just out there too long. But that's our edge players, Lane Rogie and Max Caton, played really good. And our 2 linebackers, freshman Elijah Owens and senior Connor Weedman, both played an excellent job against a really, really tough option-style team. We just kept frustrating them. And then inevitably in a 4th-and-8 or 4th-and-7, Adrian would make a big play, you know, and it's just a lot of things just not going our way. But definitely our run stoppers, our interior, man, those guys played really good.
Well, you know, when I look at the final standings, you wind up tied for 3rd in the I-70 Conference, 3-3, and if my information's correct, your final record ends up 5-6. A little uncharacteristic for Wellington Napoleon, but you had your moments this year, you had your good moments and had some big games, but I tell you, down through the years, your program's been about as consistent, about as steady, and about as good as anybody around.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I got a great coaching staff, Andy Hampton, my brother Lincoln Bainbridge, Tristan Lehman. You know, we've been doing this together really since I started, you know, over here about 13 years ago. We've had the same core of coaches, and, I mean, that goes a long way. You know, we don't have any coaches coming in and out. It's been the 4 of us really putting in a lot of work with these kids, and, man, it's just a great community. You know, we can't take all the credit. We got great kids from great families and doing all the things right. And so, you know, there's a lot of things going right that are helping us out along the way, but it's been a lot of fun.
Well, Quinn, the thing I've always liked about you, you always call win, lose, or draw, and you've always got a lot of good things to say about your kids, regardless of how the game comes out, always very positive. I know you're a very positive influence on the kids, and I know you lose some good seniors, but that happens every year. But, hey, appreciate you. Appreciate you giving us a call, and best of luck, and we'll see you soon.
Sounds good, Joe. I appreciate everything you guys do.
Okay, Quinn, thanks a lot.